Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Azealia Banks versus Troye Sivan, the end of Omegle, the baldification of Harry Styles, popcorn buckets as the new celebrity merch, and we react live to People's Sexiest Man Alive. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, people of the world.
People all over the world.
Oh, join hands.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to know it.
Start a love train.
Love train.
So, okay, a love train. What's that about? Like,
baby, I think you know what a love train is.
Have you ever run train?
No.
Oh, what is running train? What is running train? I you know when gays see pictures of a bunch of hot guys and then all the comments underneath are like the train emoji, like run a train on me. Does that mean like everyone take turns pound town?
Did you say train on me?
Ooh, okay. Okay. Yes, Chromatica. Sure. Oh, did you want to talk about Art Pop Act 2?
Is there an act 2?
Talk about running train. No, there's no Art Pop Act 2. But DJ White Shadow really hyped it up for the last year, saying, get ready, it's coming. I'm working my butt off to make it happen, because he was like very into, he made Art Pop 1. And so, but they had a falling out and blah, 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 blah. And so it was like, who are you to speak on behalf of like, just because you worked on it doesn't mean you're making Art Pop 2. Anyway, you don't have the rights to. And so the day of art, the day of Art Pop 1 10-year anniversary comes up, and here we are thinking, you know what? We just did get Born This Way, the
Country Road Remix.
No, that was on the original, but the Born This Way 10-year anniversary, everybody do a cover of every song on Born This Way, you know, like that type of thing, CD, which was already a little bit like, I guess, thanks, plus a merch bundle. And so, like, I'm at least hoping for that for Art Pop Act 2, because Art Pop came with an Act 2 concept from the get. Born This Way didn't even get that from the get. And so we were thinking, we're definitely going to get something. Lo and behold, Art Pop 10-year anniversary. The day comes and we get a link from Lady Gaga. Check out all the new Art Pop 10-year anniversary merch with a new t-shirt, sweater, and a new $40 drink cup.
What do you think about them? I have a lot to say. You apparently just had a lot to say.
Yeah, well, I got it all out at once.
Do you think they would call it Art Pop 2? Because I think Art 2 Pop would kind of be fun.
No. No.
Okay. Secondly, like, what kind of cup?
Like, you know how those people, the women collect, like, these women collect these big cups? Have you not seen women showing off their cup collections on TikTok?
No, I've seen women. I've seen a very specific fandom.
Stanley.
Collecting popcorn buckets from a movie they went and saw.
Okay.
And then I saw Beyonce's coming out with a Renaissance popcorn bucket, and I'm like, what are all of you doing
How are you complaining? The number one consumer of movies, the number one consumer of popcorn, and you have the audacity to feel anger that pop queens are catering to you?
My mom used to have, you remember the Christmas tins that came in like cheddar, caramel, regular.
Hell yeah, the trifold.
The trifecta popcorn tin. And then it's in around Christmas time, it would come seasonal. There would be a snowy, who's that guy?
Santa, who
paints landscapes.
And Gettys.
No, it would be like, it'd be like a fucking portrait from him.
Bob Ross. My mom would.
And my mom, no, it's a very specific type of artist. I'll never think of it during this episode.
That's fine.
Give me 15 minutes afterward. And she would put them along, like our cupboards at our house didn't go all the way to the ceiling. Like there was room between the ceiling
the recession.
And the cupboards. And so she would put the holiday popcorn buckets up there, and then for the holidays, and then we'd put the garland and the Christmas lights, and it'd be all, look at our popcorn buckets.
That was very me in college with all of my different Smirnoff flavors.
Do you think that's what the girlies are doing with their pop diva popcorn buckets? Is it going up along the top?
I don't know, but I hope they're cleaning them, because that's rats. You're gonna have cockroaches, baby. Cockroaches and rats. The ants are out again. You know how we're currently in a the war continues with me versus ants. Well, they're back, and nobody is safe. I need cock bad. I need cock to fill up every hole in my home. I find,
where are the ants getting in?
I don't know. They have tunnels. They have entrances, exits. I told you I got that. I got that. I got that
boom boom.
Did you see Fergie's bang? And it was, somebody said, that ain't a bang, that's a boom boom pow. Hoo-wee!
About her hair?
Yeah, because she had a bang clip in, and it was so.
Just one
it was,
bang?
No, it was like a huge. It was like a bump it. It was a bump it for a bang. It was a bang it. It was a boom boom pow. Them chickens jacking my style. It was, well, they were copying her swagger. She's got it on the next shit now. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, my ants. Yeah, and I told you, I got the ant traps, okay? And I thought that I bought like a five pack, but I bought a 50 pack.
Okay, and you still have a problem?
And I'm almost out. It's been years. it's been years. And I was like, oh, well, you know what? At least they don't go bad. And I find, they're still taking my poison to their queen, and somehow they're still surviving it.
What, can you, when, now where do you see them? Can you follow them yourself?
Into the walls. They go into the walls.
Okay, well, I think you should see where in the walls they go and stop that.
This reminds me
of the time when skunks were getting in my backyard and my roommate was afraid, and I said, I'll confront the skunk. And I went out there and I confronted the skunk, and you know what it did?
Hissed.
It ran to the fence, and then you know what it did? It went under this little hole in the fence, and you know what I did?
Filled the hole.
Filled the hole with rocks and a brick.
Yeah, well, I need caulk.
And that fucking skunk never showed its skunk face in my yard again.
I need caulk. I need to figure out how to do caulk. I need to figure out how to apply caulk.
Yeah, it's just like have you used a sour cream gun at Taco Bell? It's just like that.
You were literally with me when I did.
Yeah, I showed you the way.
Yeah.
It's just like that. I think it's just like that.
Yeah. So that's the big life update over here. I do have 50 things on my list today. If you are looking to talk shop, if you're trying to get down to the nitty gritty, baby.
I have one very important question.
Go.
Are you familiar with Piggy Dippin' at the Piggy Pond?
Yes. Yes. I'm very familiar with Piggy Dippin' in the Piggy Pond.
Okay, good.
I mean, cool. I was like a year ago. Why do you bring it up today?
Oh, what do you mean you were? A year ago you were Piggy Dippin' at the Piggy Pond?
Well, with the rest of the internet when it was popping off then.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Is that really on your hot topics?
Well, I used a foot peel. So I've been piggy dipping at the piggy pot.
I don't know what you mean because I don't think you're using it right. What is piggy dipping at the piggy pond? What does that even mean?
Oh, wow. You said you were on board with piggy dipping at the piggy pond a year ago, and now you're asking me what it's about?
I mean, in context to your hoof. You know what? I answered my own question. You're right.
Thank you.
I did receive a video in the middle of the night, a dimly lit living room video, close up of
the massacre.
Your foot.
And it's going down.
I'm
yelling timber.
I certainly hope you are not. That wasn't sent to many people.
Okay, so when I was starting the foot peel, I posted on my Instagram.
Yes, I saw this. You said, "Stay tuned."
I said, "Watch this space." And everybody who commented, I said, "Okay, you'll get a follow up." So that I went through and sent everyone a follow up with branded NSFW.
not safe for wanking.
Very safe for wanking.
Oh. All right, so how are your hooves today? When did you start it?
I think I did it like a week ago, so they are in primetime peel time, baby.
Primetime peel time.
They're piggy dipping at the piggy pond, if you know what I mean.
You gotta be careful. When they say don't do this if you are on a boat trip with friends in 2 weeks, they mean it.
Yeah. Don't do it before you go to Palm Springs for your friend's 30th birthday ether. Ether.
Ether.
Ether.
Okay.
Unless you want everyone piggy dipping at the piggy pond.
unless that's what you're bringing to the potluck, baby.
Bring your passing dish.
Well, your last name is between L and R, so you have to bring an appetizer. So you're good. You're good.
My last name is not between L and R.
No. Where is K anyway?
K comes right before L. L M N O P. What do the K's bring? Dessert?
Well, you're still good. You're still good.
I can bring piggy pudding for the piggy pond if you want to.
All righty. All right. Everybody settle down. It's a big week for Corey.
All right. What else?
People's sexiest man alive has been announced.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, this is giving me Britney Spears winning 10 VMAs because she had never won a VMA when she deserved them. Did Patrick Dempsey deserve people's sexiest man alive now compared to before when he was really, you know, at prime pop culture zeitgeist? Is he sexier now?
Wine gets better with age, baby.
I actually think I agree. I think he looks... I mean, who am I to judge sexiest man alive? Besides the fact that I was listed sexiest man at 27 when I was 27 in People magazine. They did sexy at every age, and I was the 27-year-old sexiest.
Fuck.
So I think I have an interesting authority on this.
Yeah, okay.
And I think they're right on this one.
I would have kissed him then. I would have kissed him now. I'd kiss him for the rest of his days.
I'm looking at a list of previous sexiests. We've got Hugh Jackman, Johnny Depp, Bradley Cooper, Ryan Reynolds, Channing Tatum, Chris Hemsworth, David Beckham, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Idris Elba, John Legend, Chris Evans, Paul Rudd, Michael B. Jordan, The Rock.
Did you smell what The Rock's cooking?
I did smell that. Did you see that The Rock said that multiple political parties have reached out to him for him to be the candidate for their party?
What?
Yes.
To run for president?
Yes. We live in multiple,
both the Dems and the Republicans.
Well, I didn't read that as it could include other parties. I don't know, but like he said, multiple parties. We live in a dystopian age where post Trump, anybody is eligible for presidency as long as you can like
be 35,
maintain attention of the general public, I guess. And the scary thing is, I think The Rock would actually do well. And it brings me no joy to report that America is troubling.
We're not just troubling, we're troubled, honey.
We already done been troubled. If you start troubled, you don't got to get troubled. America started troubled.
Are you all about that base, no trouble?
Ooh, yes. When are we going to get our first Meghan Trainor as president?
Is she 35?
Now, Corey.
What?
I don't know if she's 35, but this feels like a trap. You do the Googling.
She's 29, so the answer is no.
She's 29?
She's a baby.
She's 29 and she has a book about motherhood. What am I, where am I on my path?
You're number 20. Well, 10 years ago, you were number 27.
10? Oh my God, Corey. Oh my God. So there I was walking Willie last night and I was stoned. And so this guy was walking toward us and I'm like, it's nighttime. And so Willie's a little bit like, what's about to happen? You know, I don't know. He's like,
it's fun getting into trouble.
He gets scared. And so, I'm all, it's okay, Willie. And so I think maybe if I say hello to whoever is walking, cause we're on the same side of the sidewalk. So I say good morning. And then I immediately, I'm like, oh my God, it's midnight. And so it's like 11 PM. I said, actually good evening. And he goes, oh yeah, I really got that mixed up. And then we make eye contact and he goes, hey, you're Tyler. I go, oh dear. He goes, I took my daughter to meet you back in the 90s in like Fort Lauderdale at a gay
the 90s?
At a gay thing. I go, the 90s? And I thought, oh, whoa, if you're like in your 40s or your 50s, like decades don't mean anything to you anymore. Like you remember your teens and you remember the last 2 years. Like anything in between, anything in between is the 90s to you. Like I said, it was probably like at most 6 years ago, but that's crazy. The 90s?
And what did he say?
He said,
what'd Willie say?
He said, we got to get a picture. I said, okay, well, face this lamp. He goes, you would say that.
Was he hot?
No strong opinion. He said, my daughter's going to freak. I said, well, you tell your daughter, I say, hey.
Hey.
The 90s. The audacity.
That's good. Thank the you. Audacity. I like that.
So would you vote for The Rock?
No.
You don't?
Well, who's he running against?
Trump.
Yeah, I vote for The Rock.
I hate it here. I want to go home.
If his slogan's not,
do you smell
what The Rock? You smell what The Rock is cooking? Then, honey, you should see my hair in a blizzard.
What? What does that mean?
Wow, wow! I don't even love Amy Klobuchar.
No.
And I said, I'd like to see your hair in a blizzard.
That does ring a bell.
Baby, I can send you the videos of her saying that.
It's coming back to me.
60. It was her. It was her. There's 100 people in the room. It was her version of there's 100 people in the room.
Me trying to get a free blizzard from DQ. You should see my hair in a blizzard. And I show them there's a hair in my blizzard. I say, I'm going to need a refund on this, please. You should see my hair in a blizzard.
And you what? Get it just a free blizzard?
Yes! 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 All for the free blizzard, baby.
All right, if you insist.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey.
Yeah, wait. You said something about Britney's Britney winning all those VMAs. She wrote about it in her book.
What'd she say? Did you read it?
Yeah, I just finished it this morning.
Recommend or no?
Yes, I recommend. Friend of the pod, Tessa, sent it to me. She read it. She heard on the pod that I wanted to read it, so she mailed it to me. And now I read it, and now it's my turn to keep the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants continuing.
Work. Okay.
I loved it. I'm team free Britney. I'm team fuck everyone in her family. But what I was going to say was, when we were talking about her book, when it came out, that I got gooped by that person on the internet who said there was an excerpt in it about how Justin Timberlake had a little dick. That wasn't in there. That was a lie. That was a lie on the internet.
Also, I would like to put my foot down as half of Psychobabble saying we don't need a society that shames men for small dicks. You know who that affects? Hi. You know who that affects? All men, all people. The celebrities that you make fun of for having a small dick are not going to see your little snarky tweet about them having a small dick, but you know who will? All the people in your life who have a small dick, and they see that you put value on that, and they think, wow, something I can't change. Body positivity out the window when somebody's got a small dick. Also,
go off.
Small dick, sometimes a small dick is just quite enough.
Honey, it's nice.
You got room to breathe.
Yes.
You could be chewing gum at the same time still. You don't have you could be half of your mouth could be doing something else. It's great. Get on with it. Get into the gig. Please.
All right. So yeah, I would recommend it. Read the book. I loved it. I sent her a nice she still follows me on Twitter for some reason. I sent her a nice DM.
Britney Spears?
Yes.
Honey.
She's never, I don't see the little check. It's not like she's read it, but in the off chance that she does, I sent her a DM.
Oh my God.
Free Britney.
Oh my God. Okay.
I said, well, okay, well, I'm not going to tell you what I said.
Well, you don't have to. Hey, speaking of people who have shaved their heads.
Okay, yes. Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Release the beast.
This actually goes hand in hand with what I just said about the small dick of it all. People on the internet mourning Harry Styles balding or going bald or him on his own hair journey and having any type of ownership of how he presents himself and feeling like it's like... I don't know. I just saw some crazy tweets and comments and TikToks being all like, I don't know. If I were him and I saw people having a lot to say about my male pattern baldness or whatever the hell's going on in his own personal journey and mourning it as if like it's a bad thing and it's like, I don't know. Again, Harry Styles is not going to see your tweets making fun of him going bald, but every man in your life is going to. And I found it to be like, we really have a warped sense of what is normal if people don't understand. All men go bald. Not all men, but a lot of men go bald.
I'm just like...
What you say about them bald... What you say about celebrities balding... Your balding friends are seeing it. That sucks. I thought that sucks.
Wait. Why is the narrative about this that he's balding or has male pattern baldness? Why wasn't he just getting a haircut?
Because it's in the context of his hair has been a conversation of people thought for a while. He was wearing a wig.
Wig.
Did you say wig?
I
felt that. And then and people are saying, oh, well, this is a soft launch of him now, his bald era, because he's like, he has no choice. He's going to be bald now because like, but.
Okay, hold on. Who's saying he has no choice?
Well.
You can go get hair transplant.
Well, people are also saying.
You want it.
Yeah, baby.
Especially if you're as rich as Harry Styles. So for anyone to act like any of this has to do anything with balding is just stupid.
Well, I do think it's, people think that this is like to hide the turkey transplant situation because once you get.
Oh, you saw those TikToks too?
Yeah, because you have to like shave your head when you go do that. So like,
okay, so Harry finished his world tour. He's in between albums. He's like, well, this is a 6-month healing process. I'm going to the turkey. I'm going to Turkey. I'm doing it. I'm doing the gig. And
all it takes is a time commitment.
Truly. I thought about doing it for chest hair and for a
chest hair.
Beard. And for a fuller beard, do they have, is that options at the turkey place?
I don't know. Ask Harry. I don't know. But I do think.
Ooh. Oh my God. If I go right now, I might run into him there.
No, he's like at a concert. Spotted shaved head.
Okay. Well, concert probably is over.
What is over?
The concert.
Oh, so he's in what? Turkey?
He's somewhere.
Okay.
He's Turkey Lurkey time from...
Turkey Lickens.
From Glee.
It's not from Glee.
Turkey Lurkey time is not from Glee.
No, it's not. It is a musical theater song. It is a Broadway song.
You think I thought Turkey Lurkey Time was a Glee original.
Along with what were the other Glee originals?
They had a few.
I know, but you think Turkey Lurkey Time was of three Glee originals, Turkey Lurkey Time was one of them?
Well, let's get Jasmine on the phone. I'm sure she can help settle the debate.
Can you name another Glee original though? I'm trying to remember what they were called.
There were only like two.
I know. It was like one of them was written by Darren Criss.
Turkey Lurkey Time.
No.
And the other one was like, It's our time now. Time for us to be the singers of the songs. This is our Glee original concept. Coming at ya, Cleopatra.
All right.
You're not familiar with any of that?
Hey, did you see... I have to bring it up. Troye Sivan versus Azalea Banks. Did you see it?
Well, people were coming to his aid.
Yes, I know. Well, he also didn't even come for her. What had happened was he was asked in a rapid fire, who are, like, you know, these rapid fire questions in an interview. What's your go-to pregame
rapid
song?
Rapid fires aren't real. Okay, but he knew what he was going to say before he
Regardless, go-to pregame song. He said 212 by Azalea Banks. And then they moved on to the next question in the rapid fire. Okay.
And now she's mad.
And she, in typical Azalea Banks, had something to say. She said...
She had a few things
She said, this is these white kids' weird way of apologizing for bandwagoning, having no clue of the kind of shit happening to me behind the scenes in the industry. I'm not impressed by any of these people who I've never met in person, nor had a conversation with me, not having the audacity to be as public and loud with their apology as they were, with using their platform to cast judgment as if a singular me was an important social justice issue. I would appreciate all these fucking civilian ass bitches to stop mentioning me, stop dancing to my shit in the club, and if you're not gonna treat me like a human and take back all the unfounded bullshit you all used your platforms to perpetuate. And then she said in a second Instagram story, and you're a late condescending expired twink anyway, bitch. We've been past 212, trying your hardest to hold on to the ooh. And then it got, and so before that I was kind of like, okay, have your fun with your little Instagram story. It was relatively maybe she had some points about the context in which the public has talked about her and she has felt, you know, I don't know how she feels, blah, blah, blah. But then it got a little weird. She said, trying your hardest to hold on to that fucking weak-ass pedophilia incest aesthetic, perpetuating that underlying double standard that somehow pedophilia practiced amongst men is somehow okay, that fueled your trash-ass music in the first place. Give it up, puberty hit that ass and made you a doofy-looking young man. I bet he'll pull the grift come out as trans next. I thought, what? He said he likes to pregame to one of your songs. He vaguely mentioned it once in a rapid fire, and then all of that. Azalea Banks is Azalea Banks' worst enemy, and the trend continues. Speaking of art pop, she was supposed to be on art pop.
Hasn't she done stuff like this, to said stuff about gays like this in the past?
She called me a faggot once.
Where?
On Twitter. She was voted most dramatic in high school, and so I posted a screenshot of that on Twitter, and I said, nothing's changed. And she called me a faggot. And honestly, it felt kind of iconic. It felt kind of rite of passage.
Yeah, so I don't know why we're still giving her time or space.
I think in general, if you're in the news for something other than your art, then you lose the ability to call yourself an artist, first and foremost. Some people are full-time trolls these days.
Well, Troye got 2 Grammy noms this year. How many did she get?
Oof. Yeah, I saw Lucy Liduca say no Grammy nods this year.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't think she was referencing Unafraid to reference or not reference, but I definitely thought, oh, I see you, it through my own lens.
Did she have an album?
She released Let Loose.
Oh, yeah. Actually, why? Oh, shit. That reminds me of something I have to do for work.
Shit? Douche or what?
No.
Okay. Sure, whatever.
make sure Let Loose gets nominated for a Queerty.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Start the campaign now.
How did I overlook that in the anthem category?
Mm.
Damn.
Yeah, congrats to Troye. That is pretty fucking bonkers and wild, but I think also really deserved. 2 Grammy nods. That is crazy. I can only imagine the culmination of all of your work going toward like that. That is pretty That is pretty awesome. I thought that is cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty neato.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's up for best new artist this year? Anybody you care about?
Girl.
What?
I don't have that list handy. We were not doing a Grammys rundown episode.
Well, I'm sorry that I expect you to have your shit together about the Grammys. It feels like your thing. Gracie Abrams.
Oh, I thought my thing was popcorn and seeing movies alone.
Gracie Abrams, Fredigan, Ice Spice, Jelly Roll, Coco Jones, Noah Kahan, Victoria Monet, and The War in the Treaty. Now, this follows a very normal trend I have no fucking clue. Yeah.
The older I get, I mean, I guess Fredigan, because I do like Fredigan.
I think Fredigan is, I'm very much in my Fredigan moment, but I have heard that Fredigan is now like the, what would the our generation's Fredigan be? Like the artist.
Ashley Simpson.
No, the artist that introduced a certain generation to like EDM. Like a Calvin Harris or like a, you know, like Skrillex or I don't know who was big in 2012.
Daft Punk.
Sure. Yeah, there you go. But Fredigan is very much having a moment. But I think I feel like it's is Ice Spice gonna win?
I don't know.
Now who is Jelly Roll? Oh my God, that is not who I thought Jelly Roll would be.
I don't know Jelly Roll.
He got arrested for a marijuana robbery. You know what? Get me out of the Jelly Roll Wikipedia. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Was there anything else on your laundry list you had to discuss today?
Omegle shut down. How are you mourning?
Not how I'd like to, if you know what I mean.
Man Roulette still alive and kicking. Log on in.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Did you ever use Omegle?
I don't think so, but I think I was aware of it because you did.
I mean, Omegle was like Chat Roulette. Chat Roulette is still happening, right?
Aren't they all the same?
I don't know. Omegle, I think I did an Omegle video where, like, with my nieces and nephews, and we were all dressed in Halloween costumes.
What's Gollum's friend's name?
Smeagol.
Did you ever do Omegle as Schmeagol?
Oh, Smeagol. Oh, Smeagol. Where I dress up as...
Maybe it's...
Oh, my God. I really missed out on the opportunity to be Gollum on Omegle and do like a Smeagol segment.
Yes, you're welcome.
Well, it's too late.
It's too late, baby.
It's over. Did you see Paint Grandpa died?
I think you brought this up already.
Well, rip again. Rip a Peroni.
I didn't know who Paint... The fact that I learned who Paint Grandpa was just moments before his passing.
It all caught up with him, baby.
But I did see a montage of him on TikTok, like, dancing and joshing for the gram.
Joshing for the talk?
He was Joshua for the talk, eating paint for the talk.
Who among us? Okay, well, that's everything on my list. Well, it's not, but I feel like we're done.
Well, I just wanted to let the world know that Wendy's has free nuggets every Wednesday for the rest of 2023. Free six-piece with any purchase.
What in the hell? I'm sorry. I didn't know we were doing...
That is hard hitting.
I didn't know,
baby,
we were doing our own undercover brand deals. I didn't realize you were cutting deals on the side.
The only thing I'm getting paid in is free nuggets for the rest of 2023 on Wednesdays. Free 5-piece with any purchase. Is it 5? Do they do 5 or 6 at Wendy's?
I don't know. They give me 5. They like the vibe they give me is they would give you a 5-piece.
Yeah, it's like. If another place exists that gives one more, why do you think you can get away with giving one less?
Speak on that.
I just did. Pissing me off.
All right.
Well, okay. Now that, let me see. All right. Yep. That covered everything on my list.
All right.
Hey. Where can people find you? You know where they can find me?
Where can people find you? At Wendy's, probably.
Yeah, or doing Schmeagle.
Ooh. You can find me. Oh my God. This weekend, I tried a new game where I am a truck driver. I told you I was about to try it.
You told me you were about
to. Oh my God. It was immediately I knew new era unlocked, new lifestyle unlocked. We were listening to our 70s Americana country play, like, you know, like our. On the road, country road, take me home vibes, and sure. it was absolutely delectable. So you can find me anywhere between I-96 and I-69. I'm cruising for a bruising. And
is it real highways?
Yes.
You take I-94.
You can take I-94 all the way to 491. Yeah, and I didn't total a car yet.
Can you take 127 north?
You probably can.
Fuck. Well, all right. Well, I won't be playing.
Oh, well, all right. All right, all right, all right. All right. All right.
All right. All right. I think.
Oh, later, and baby. You know what? You can also find me on TikTok Live. I'm back to being unbanned. I was banned for a week. They said hate speech. I did hate speech during a TikTok live, and I contested it because I said, that doesn't seem like me. And they said, nope, yeah, we double checked and you did do it. So I was banned for a week.
What did you say?
They didn't tell me. I don't know. I think I was probably playing Fortnite, and I probably said, like, die, bitch, or you die, you fucking bitch, or something. You know me.
Well, that seems aggressive towards women.
Well, anybody can be a bitch.
And haven't you proven that?
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Later, later, later.
Bye.